Hello, I'm with Kurt Birchie, and maybe you can just give us a little background information about yourself.
Alrighty. Well, I am an accelerator physicist, and I am now at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, part of Stanford University. I did my PhD work at UC Berkeley, working on design of a small cyclotron to do radiocarbon dating, and subsequently did a postdoctoral appointment at Lawrence Livermore National Lab in radiocarbon dating, working on the accelerator there. So my background is accelerator physics, accelerator design, and somewhat in the application of it to radiocarbon. So I guess recently I've looked into some of the claims of the RATE project. Institute for Creation Research has I believe it was a 5-year study of what they called radioisotopes and the age of the Earth, RATE. And what they did was to analyze a number of different radioisotope methods and to come up with alternatives to an old Earth, alternative interpretations that would fit with their young Earth perspective. One of the things they looked at was radiocarbon, and even though that doesn't give the very old ages that the geologic methods do, they looked into that as well, and they made some claims that essentially that the radiocarbon community is misinterpreting the data, and that what the community interprets as background and contamination is actually intrinsic radiocarbon left over from the creation. So the RATE claim is that there is radiocarbon left over, which means that the material cannot be as old as the scientific community claims that it is. And they claim that they see this in all sorts of material, in biological material and geological material. So I've looked over their claims and looked at nearly all of the references that they make to the scientific literature, and analyzed the original papers and found out that the what is characterized by the community as background and contamination. There's strong evidence in the original papers that it really is background and contamination. There's A to B testing to characterize the level of contamination, and that falls right in line with what they claim the contamination is. So from what I've seen, the RATE claims are incorrect, and the standard scientific claims about contamination and background are a better fit with the data as we see it. So,
maybe you can comment on, they say coal, that no matter what piece of coal that shouldn't have any carbon-14 in, there's always some left in it. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the problem with coal is that coal is a, coal is formed from decay of plant matter. The places that coal is found, there is often groundwater flowing nearby. There's often some contamination from the groundwater. There is also often some uranium or thorium deposits that produce radiation that activate nitrogens that are in the coal, and that produces radiocarbon in the coal that wasn't there from the original, originally. It was there created in situ. And also coal can absorb CO2 once it's removed from the ground, and there can be microbial growth. There's lots of ways that coal can get contaminated, and these are all known, they've been identified in the literature. the best coals are the hard anthracites for dating, and some of those have been measured, Grotz measured anthracite to more than 75,000 years old. So he's gotten very, very low levels of background. It can be, so the problem with coal is it's often contaminated, but there have been some measurements uncontaminated. The other problem with coal, because it's inorganic, it's just carbon. It can easily exchange that carbon with things outside it. And organic matter, like wood or bone, when the organic material is separated out from the inorganic, gives much better dates because it can discriminate against contamination that came in from the outside.
Thank you. I was wondering also about, I think it was mentioned about diamonds and carbon dating diamonds. Could you say something about that?
Yeah, the diamonds, that was another claim that Rate made, is that they've measured diamond and found radiocarbon in the diamond. I believe what they're seeing there is just the background, the instrument background level of the dating technique that's used. The accelerated mass spectrometry doesn't have a zero background level. It always has some background from the instrument itself. A lot of this is from the ion source, where contamination can be picked up on a sample from previous samples that have been run through that ion source. And the first dates that Rate did with diamond, they actually combusted the diamond to CO2 and then reduced that to graphite. And that was difficult. It took some higher temperatures and longer times, and I suspect that added a little bit more contamination to the process than normally would have been there. And so I think that's what they saw then. They subsequently measured diamond directly without the combustion and reduction. They just put it directly into an ion source. They got much lower levels of background, which I would say shows that the background they saw in the original sample was due to their processing. And I think what they saw in the whole diamond was the instrument background level. And in support of that, Taylor and Southern have done very similar measurements on raw diamond, uncombusted, and gotten very similar numbers to what the Rate team did. And Taylor and Southern attribute all of that to their instrument background, mainly ion source background.